The Rambam, in his Hakdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos, he says, we just finished learning the Bavas, right? We just finished learning Bava Basra. Really, Bava Kamba, Metzia Bava Basra. Mesechtes Nezikin. And what do we go into? We go into Mesechtes Sanhedrin. So says the Rambam, what's the reason? What's the segue? Right? What's the sequence of events? Why do we go from Bava Basra to Sanhedrin? He says, Pashat, he says, the three Bavas dealt with the laws of Dinim. So we finish with the Dinim. Exhale. So now we could go from the dinim, and now we can learn about the dayanim. So he says, "Fakir, it's like a perfect natural segue. We go from the laws of the dinim to the laws of the dayanim." But I was thinking, lule de mistafina. This is above my pay grade, but it could be this is emes, and that is what we learned Bava Basra. There was a few times we spoke at the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Balak, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, "Klos bave dino takinu rabbanu besidri masnaisa." There are three bavois. There are three bavois that Chazal were mesakin in the Mishnah. Chada kadmisa, the first one, bava kama, is bar bavois nezikin. Ashar, habar, hamavava hever. Kinyana, the second one starts, shnai moichsam a talis. Talis, the ishtakach. And tlisa, and the third one, is shutfin. It starts with perik ha-shutfin. V'raza daveda, which we mentioned is cheskes habatim, where the person who's living in the field lost his shtar, ach vishtarcha, but it's already after 3 years. And more than 3 years, you don't have to have your shtar. At my time, what's the reason for this? Said Rav Hamuna Sabin, the Zohar HaKadosh, Alekutcha Berichu B'chol Zimna Aviloin L'Yisrael's Doinus Kishkogos. Because Bava Kama represents Dar Bava Yisnezikin. It represents the Chatom of Klal Yisrael. And then after the Yidin Achoites, they're lost. But then there's a process of tshuva. And that's symbolized in the beginning of Bava Metzia, Shnai Moichsen Betalis. That this Aveda, that engaged in Dar Bavos Nezikin and all the Shrek L'Chazach and all the Klippas, it was fair. And it's the process of tshuva. What happens when the Yid does tshuva? He becomes a shutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens when you do tshuva? This Razat Aveda, that there's an Indian that even though you were lost, but it doesn't matter. You're lost, Segut. After 3 years, you could be, you don't have to have the shtar. It's a ladder, right? We spoke about this a lot in Masechtas Bava Basra, but I'm continuing along in the Zaya. So it says the Zaya, the inun, the sidru, masnisun, the tlasa bavi hachis sidru. That Chazal, when they were masakin, these three bavis, they actually went, oirach dekron naktu. They went in the sidru of the psukim. The pasuk says, al kol dvar pesha, al shor, al chamor, al se. This is all talking about, says the Zohar, da bava kama. Da achi hu be'inun milun, right? You ever learn bava kama? What does bava kama talk about? A shor, a chamor, a seh. Al salmo, da bava metziah, says the Zohar. That's the next word in the pasuk. Shnaim oichsen betalis. They're holding on to a salmo. And then the next word is al kol aveda, da bava tlisa. That's the third perek. That's cheskes abatim, where the guy lost his shtar. Is oirach dekron naktu, says the Zohar HaKadosh. It's going in the Seder of the Psukim. So al kol dval pesha, al shor hachamor, al seh al salmo, al kol aveda, is bava kama, bava metziah, bava basra. What's the end of that pasuk? Asher yomer ki uzeh, adu elihim yovoy dvar shneyan, asher yashiyun elihim yishalim shnayim l'reyeyu. What comes right after that? Mesech the Sanhedrin. Literally Sanhedrin that pays. That's the smichos in the Zohar HaKadosh. Yeah, bava kama, bava metziah, bava basra. And what comes immediately afterwards? It's asher adu elihim yovid varsheyem. Asher yashiyun elihim. Literally psukim that we're going to darshan at the end of this daf and going into tomorrow's daf. So Klal Yisrael, they do averes, they do tshuva. There's an inyan of zdoinus nasin shkoges, zdoinus nasin shchuyos, and we could be mamish back to a point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us back. And what comes right after that? The Sanhedrin. What does it mean? Why does Sanhedrin come right after that? But I think the pshat is because this is the haftach of the Navi, that if you're going to do tshuva, v'ashiva shayftayich kivarishoyin v'yayitzayich kivatchila. You ever notice in Shmoneh Esrei, we say ashiva shayftenu before v'lirushalayim mecha. We say it before Samach David. Right? We say Hashiva Shaiftenu. It's Tkaba Shaifer Godel, and then right away we jump into Hashiva Shaiftenu. Go back and take a look at Sefer Yeshaya. After the Echa and the terrible Nigin and all the crying that goes on, it's for Hashiva Shaiftayich Givarishoina. Right? You go into what? Hashiva Shaiftenu does the Erste Zach. Does the Erste Zach. We're learning Mesech the Sanhedrin. It should be Zoichen, the schuss of learning Mesech the Sanhedrin. It should be Unishalma Parms Vaseinu. We should merit Valshiva Shaiftayich Givarishoina. Is a Moshe v'Aharon, Moshe Rabbeinu should be the head of the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, Aharon HaKoyen should be the head of the Sanhedrin Ketana, and when it will be V'Shiva Shoftenu K'vay Rishoyna V'Yatzenu K'vay Tchila, it will be V'Hoser Mimenu Yogen V'Anokha. There should be no more Yiddish Tzar. We should only know Simcha, or Hashem, starting a new Masechta, and looking forward. Amen.